Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
My best real estate investing advice would be for house flippers. Plan, plan, and stick to your plan. Don't fall in love with the property. Don't pay more than your plan says you should pay.
Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode, I want to mention DoorDevil. You know what? I need to mention DoorDevil. I need to mention DoorDevil to you. It's not just a want, it's a need, because you need this. DoorDevil, quite simply, defends your home against kick-in burglary attacks. They happen frequently. There are 1.4 million homes that are broken into every year, and a lot of them are done through kick-ins. If you've got a home security system, then props to you. I'm glad you've got that, and that's important. But it doesn't prevent the bad people from kicking in your door, whether it's your front door, your back door, your side door. You need something like the DoorDevil, and DoorDevil is the best in the business when it comes to providing proof that it works. You can go to DoorDevil.com and even watch a video with Terry Bradshaw talking about it, and you can see how it works. It's a very simple product to install, but if you're not into that, then you can just hire a handy person and they can install it for you. Very simple. Put it inside the door frame of your front door, your back door, every door you have, and you can defend your home against the kick-in burglary attacks. It's needed. In addition, this is my brother's company, so it's near and dear to my heart. And because it's my brother's company, I'm able to offer you an exclusive discount because he was so kind to do so. You can go when you check out your purchase at DoorDevil.com, and there's going to be a little field. You enter the word best ever, no space, just one word, best, BESTEVER, and you'll get a 20% discount on your purchase. So go to DoorDevil.com, go buy it, enter best ever, and secure your home against kick-in burglary attacks. There are so many testimonials on the website. You can read them from police officers, from a woman who is being, her house is being attacked from an enraged ex-husband, and the DoorDevil defended that attack. He didn't get in. There's like about 20 different testimonials from police officers on the DoorDevil. Go buy it. Defend your home against burglary kick-in attacks. Go to DoorDevil.com and enter the word best ever whenever you check out, and you'll get 20% off on your purchase. Best ever listeners, hello. How are you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Farrellis. This is a show where we cut out the fluffy stuff, and we only talk about the best advice that moves your business forward. With us today, we got Susan Naftalin. How you doing, Susan?
I'm good. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing really well, and welcome to the show. A little bit about Susan, and then she'll get into it in more detail. She is the co-founder and president of Rehab Financial Group, which is a company that secures first lien loans to real estate investors. Prior to this, she held several senior management positions in the mortgage industry, including general counsel, managing attorney, chief operating officer, and senior vice president for privately and publicly held mortgage lenders. She's got a law degree from University of Pittsburgh, Go Panthers. And she's based in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And you can say hi to her and look at her company's website at rehabfinancial.com or just click through on the show notes page. With that being said, Susan, you want to give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Sure. I did grow up in suburban Philadelphia, not far from where we work now. And prior to going to law school, after I graduated from college, I had lived in New York City for 10 years and worked in the retailing industry long enough to know that it was not for me. So I went back to law school. After graduating from law school, I did work as an attorney, mostly doing bankruptcy and real estate work for one of the large Philadelphia law firms. And from there, I was lucky enough to get an in-house counsel job with a mortgage lender, which then launched my mortgage lending career. And here I am almost 20 years later, owning and running my own company.
Your company is a private money lender, right?
Yes, we're a private lender in that we are a fund made up of high net worth individuals who all have paid money into our fund. And we lend it out to investors buying 1-4 family flip properties, fundamentally. No owner occupied, only fix and flips, and some people who hold the properties for cash flow, but they refinance out of our loans when they are able to get a certificate of occupancy and get money from a traditional bank. We lend purchase and rehab only for people to buy distressed properties, fix it up, and then pay us off on a short-term basis.
Do you lend nationwide, just in Pennsylvania, or where's your territory?
We're fundamentally the entire East Coast, with the exception of Washington, D.C., and Vermont, I believe. And then we also lend in Colorado. So it's in total 15 states right now.
And you said you have a fund made up of high net worth individuals, and then you lend that money out to people who are fixing and flipping 1-4 units. How much is your fund?
That's actually proprietary information, so we don't share that. But let's say we are amply cash supplied in that we do have a good size fund, and we also have a significant size line of credit that we can go into and out of as we need to.
What's the largest loan you've done?
The largest loan we've done is about $750,000. Our average loan is about $165,000. We will do a loan up to $1 million or even a little larger, but we are a relatively small company, and we would really have to have the perfect borrower and the perfect property for that.
What's your one focus as the president to grow the company?
To grow the company is to profitably grow our volume, which means to grow our presence and our footprint in the geographic areas we lend in without compromising our underwriting quality or making loans that we shouldn't be making.
So you want more people who are doing fix and flips of 1-4 units to get their money from you, right?
Correct. We'll also do a 5 or a 6 unit if the project is right, but certainly no more than that.
How many loans on average are you doing right now?
We're closing between 12 and 20 a month. Our average loan pays off in about 8 months. So the way we've been growing our business primarily right now is we have been fortunate enough to develop a very loyal customer base. And I think part of that is because we work very, very hard at customer service so that any of our borrowers who have dealt with other lenders, they'll always come back to us and say how much easier it was to deal with us than others. So about 50% of our loans every month are repeat borrowers, and about 50% are new. So that's how we've been able to really effectively grow, is by keeping our base and adding on to that on a monthly basis. Mm-hmm.
The 50% that are new, what are some of tactics that your team's implemented that have attracted people to the company to get a loan?
Well, we never turn down a speaking request. If we are asked to go to a show or exhibit at a conference, we will always go. We will always make our best effort to be represented. We also have a very well-developed website. We do work with an outside third-party vendor who has built our website, does our search engine optimization. They pretty much do our branding and guide us. We have a lot of educational content on our website, which we will run Facebook ads and link them to it through Facebook, where we pick up a tremendous amount of shares, ads of that type, and that grows our presence. We also have a very strong referral network. And truthfully, having been in the mortgage business for almost 20 years, I have a fairly big network of contacts that refer business to us or will send potential clients to us to see if we can work with them.
What are the terms of the loan?
Our loans are 6 month or 12 month interest only loans. We lend 65% of after repaired value for purchase and rehab. So what may make us a little bit different than a lot of other lenders like us is that we will lend 100% of purchase and rehab if it's into the 65% of the after repaired value. So in that case, we don't require a down payment, which many other lenders do. We just require that the borrower have their own cash in for closing costs and for the monthly interest payments. And then based on the size of the loan, our loans run from 2.5 to 5 points. And from 12.9 to 14.9 interest.
How long have you been doing the loans where they, if it's a good enough value on the property, you don't have to put down payment on it?
That's been since our inception in 2010 when we started lending. Assuming they're financially qualified and their purchase and rehab fits into the 65% of after repaired value, we will lend 100% of that purchase and rehab.
Susan, what's your best real estate investing advice ever?
My best real estate investing advice would be for house flippers. Plan, and stick to your plan. Don't fall in love with the property. Don't pay more than your plan says you should pay, because you're not going to be successful. This is a business endeavor. It is not you're going to make your house worth more than everyone tells you it's going to be worth when you go to sell it. Make your plan and stick to it.
As someone who has a fund, what are some things that if, and I know you don't want to create competitors, but if someone's listening and they're you know, in on the West Coast and they want to create a business like you've created, so let's assume they have experience with investors and so the fund is the right direction. What are some lessons that you've learned when creating a fund for your business?
Raising money to fund a business like this is hard. Raising money to fund any sort of startup is hard. And I think you have to be somebody who has a track record of success and, more importantly, a track record of being trustworthy. I do have a partner in this business, and the approach that we took when we started this business was to always be 100% transparent to our investors. That there's nothing they can't see. We give them quarterly updates. We give them the numbers. If somebody wants us to run a balance sheet or a P&L for them, we do it in a second. We don't withhold any information from those people who have entrusted us with their money. And one of the other things is to be very conservative in what you tell them the business is going to achieve. Don't give them numbers that are goal numbers, give them numbers that you think are realistic. And I will tell you, every year we have given our investors a terrific return, but we've always guesstimated for them prior to that the return might be a little bit less. Better to have them be pleasantly surprised than disappointed at the end of the year. So I think that it's that honesty, being realistic, and being conservative are some of the biggest challenges to keeping your investors, or biggest ways to keep your investors satisfied and happy.
I know this was 6 years ago when you started the company with your business partner, but do you remember how much it cost to start a fund?
Well, you know, it's a sort of ambiguous question in terms of, do you mean the cost of operating the business, the cost of having the legal documents done.
Just to get the legal documents done.
Just to get the legal documents done, I think it was about $20,000. And that was a long time ago. And, you know, I'm an attorney, so I could do some of the work and certainly some of the editing myself, although that wasn't my field of practice, and we did have an outside attorney, but there were certain aspects of it I was able to handle. I think now the cost, the legal cost, would probably be significantly higher than that.
Would you structure it in the same way you structured it now if you were to do it over again?
Yes and no. The way we structured it at the time was the right way. Since then, we have actually amended our partnership agreement and our offering docs to change it a little bit. But in order to do that, we did get the unanimous consent of the existing investors at the time of the change. So it worked out for us. If we had an investor who was against the change or thought it was not in the fund's best interest, it might have been more problematic. So that's my answer is both yes and no.
That makes sense. What would you do differently?
We had an end date on the fund. There was no right for any investor to redeem their investment during the life of the fund, but the fund had an end date, certain. But it also gave us the right to create another fund. So as we were approaching the end date of the original fund, one, our investors were very happy. They didn't want their money back. And two, we knew that it would be expensive to create a new fund. And in a certain sense, it might compete with the old fund. Mm-hmm. So what we did was we amended the fund so that it became an evergreen fund, which means it has no end date. But in exchange, we gave the investors certain rights to redeem their funds during the life of this evergreen fund. And that was the fundamental change we made.
Makes sense. Sounds like a good thing for both your investors as well as your team. Gives you more gives everybody more flexibility.
Right. Gives everybody more flexibility and keeps those legal costs down.
Ready for the best ever lightning round? First, a quick word from our best ever partners. If you're looking for new multi-unit investment options in stable, top-notch markets, then turn to Fourplex Investment Group at FIG.us. That's FIG.us. FIG specializes in new construction multi-units and managed communities perfectly suited for A-caliber investors. Go to FIG.us. Best ever book you've read?
Best ever book I read, Memoirs of a Geisha.
Best ever personal growth experience, and what'd you learn from it?
Being a mother. And that is that if you put enough work into something, you will get a reward at the end.
Best ever deal or business transaction you've done?
Forming Rehab Financial Group with my current business partner.
What's the best ever way you like to give back?
I try to be a kinder, gentler person on a daily basis.
Than what you are the previous day?
Than my natural tendency might be.
That's the East Coast coming out of you. I, too, lived in New York City for 10 years. And actually, New York City gets a bad rap for not being friendly, because I think a lot of, in general, New York City people are friendly.
I tend to agree with you. And I also tend to think that I am, I believe, fundamentally a very, very nice person. But sometimes I can just get a little bit impatient. Let's put it that way.
What's the biggest mistake you've made in real estate or business so far?
We tried to do our own rehab and it was a disaster.
Not your skill set?
Not my skill set, and I partnered up with the wrong person for it.
If you had to do another rehab, how would you qualify the next partner?
I would use someone we have already worked with. And in fact, I do that now. Rather than doing them on our own, I do joint venture with some of our borrowers. I will tell you that I look at the rehab that we did within our company that was problematic in almost every sense of the word. And I look at that as getting an additional graduate degree. That it may have cost a little money, but I came out much smarter, much wiser, and it was a huge learning experience. And it's also things I learned that I can now talk to our borrowers about when I see them facing some of the same challenges and issues.
How much was that graduate degree?
Oh, I don't even want to say.
More than 50?
No, less than.
Okay, got it. That's a very inexpensive graduate degree.
It was a one-year degree from a state school.
There you go. And lastly, what's the best place the best ever listeners can reach you?
The best place they can reach us is through info@rehabfinancial.com, which is an email right to my desk, or through our website, rehabfinancial.com. They can just click there and ask to be contacted, or they can always call us. Can I give the phone number?
Give the phone number.
877-643-9066. Your call will be answered by a real live person. And if it's not, a real live person will call you back within the same or next business day.
Awesome. Well, Susan, thank you for being on the show and sharing your advice and your experience with the best ever listeners. And, you know, I was taking notes the whole time. The couple things that stood out to me, one is your plan, and stick to your plan for the house flippers. Don't fall in love with the property. Don't put more into it than you had planned. Just stick to it and basically don't let the emotions or a shiny object come up and distract you from what your original plan is. And then two, the raising money for the fund. I know you probably didn't anticipate talking about that so much, but I find it really interesting because it's a way for investors to take it up a level where they're doing one or two deals. Well, they can take it up a level and actually raise money for a fund. So thank you for talking about how you started that and then how you amended the partnership after it was going so that it gave more flexibility for both your team by making it an evergreen fund and your investors where you gave them certain rights to be able to liquidate over the course of the fund. So I really appreciate you taking the time. Hope you have a best ever day and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks very much. Pleasure speaking with you.
If you're looking for new multi-unit investment options in stable, top-notch markets, then turn to Fourplex Investment Group at FIG.us. That's FIG.us. FIG specializes in new construction multi-units and managed communities perfectly suited for A-caliber investors. Go to FIG.us.